News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Could some of Dublin's most recognisable flats be facing the wrecking ball? Dublin City Council believes some flats, both listed and otherwise, are no longer fit for purpose and they want to demolish them. We spoke to the council's head of housing, Brendan Kenny. Here's what he had to say.
We are examining a very intensive and very important regeneration programme on well over 6,500 flats or apartments that we have in the city. A number of these complexes are listed, and if they're listed, the potential to refurbish or to demolish is very limited. There's one or two in our view where we think conditions are poor, they're not up to, not fit for purpose, and we'd like possibly think about maybe delisting at a later stage, but widespread delisting, we were not considering that. A lot of the complexes are over 50 years old. They're not really fit for purpose. They don't have lifts. The main area is not great. So what we're talking about is the best solution for a lot of them would be total demolition, new build, proper modern housing, okay, at greater density.
Okay, that was Brendan Kenny of Dublin City Council there. We're joined now by Dr. Ruth McManus, Associate Professor with the School of History and Geography at DCU. Dr. McManus, let's start with those listed buildings. How important, try and get across to people what these buildings are and how important they are in terms of our architectural heritage. Are they important at all?
Well, good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
The short answer is, of course, they're important. It's not that easy to get on the list of protected structures. And therefore, by virtue of the fact that they're there at all, it's a signal to us that, yes, they're important. They represent a period, they're really the legacy of heroic efforts in the past to deal with the housing crisis in Dublin when people were living in appalling conditions in tenements. And they really put their best foot forward in the 20s and especially in the 30s and 40s. In the construction of big housing schemes like Merino and Crumlin, but also an important range of city centre flats. And I suppose the best known ones are those associated with the housing architect Herbert Sims, who started working in 1932. And they're quite familiar in, you know, in everyday life. You might be passing by one of the most well-known and one of my favourites is Chancery House, just beside the forecourts there. And it's an absolutely beautiful building. Even if you don't know anything about architecture, I think you'd find it quite pleasing to the eye.
Okay, there will be people listening who'll say, yeah, that's all very well, but they're not fit for purpose anymore. They're not fit for modern use. We need to move on. We need to be progressive here. What would you say to that?
Yeah, and in fact, that's what they were actually doing at the time that these flats were built. They were being extremely progressive and they were taking all the most modern ideas of the time from overseas. They were influenced by what was going on in the UK and more particularly on the continent to create what are really quite attractive schemes. Oh, sorry, excuse me.
That's okay. Fire ahead.
I suppose, yes, you don't want people to live in a museum piece that's not fit for purpose. I know you want to talk to me, but I'm on the radio. In terms of what you can do with those buildings, the corporation itself, the council itself, has already looked at the prospect of doing different things to fit the purpose of different blocks. So not all blocks need to be demolished. Some can be deep retrofitted. So that means that you can actually bring in the modern facilities without destroying completely the architectural heritage.
Okay.
And there has to be a middle way.
Do you think if we were talking about Georgian buildings here, I think people would be up in arms about this. Just because they're 20th century buildings, is there a lack of appreciation of their importance to our architectural heritage?
You hit the nail on the head there, Shane. I think the problem is that we don't just realise quite yet what we have. We actually don't have all that much really good quality 20th century architecture, and we haven't tended to appreciate it. You know, it's probably not old enough yet for us to look back and think fondly of it. But in fact, you know, if we go about the business of delisting and demolishing, you know, it'll be like the story with Georgian structures that were lost to posterity. If we go ahead and do this, go down the line, people are going to be asking, what on earth were you thinking of?
Just very briefly, Ruth, before we let you go, it should be possible to regenerate these. There's nothing to stop you I presume, having a contemporary edge to them as well, putting an extra block on top of them if it's done in a very contemporary manner. I mean, there's nothing to stop these being used again for social housing, is there?
Yeah. I mean, they're still in use. They've stood the test of time in many cases. Some of them are a bit too small, and in certain cases, yes. In fact, it's some of the more recent blocks from the 70s are the ones that are causing more problems than these older and listed structures for various reasons. So I think, in fact, we're maybe losing sight of what is actually a good news story. The corporation or the city council is hoping to engage in what could well be the state's biggest refurbishment scheme ever. And that will bring about very positive change right across the city if it's done in a careful way.
Okay.
Their own plans are suggesting that should be possible.
All right, we will leave it there. Dr. Ruth McManus, you sounds like you've got your hands full there. We'll let you get back to it. Associate Professor with the School of History and Geography at DCU. This, I'll tell you one thing, Paul. It's a disgrace if this happens. It really is. These are really, really important parts of our heritage. Have we learned absolutely nothing from the destruction of George and Dublin? And just because they're 20th century buildings doesn't mean they're not important.
Perhaps sense will ultimately prevail. I'm beginning to believe in sense. Like the big hole that we're going to dig up in Glasnevin, I don't think that's going to happen either.